Let's ask the most important question of the morning. Who likes chocolate? Some of you like chocolate. Right, well, some of you, you guys are having your lunch already. That's phenomenal. Anyway, if you are a young person and you can self-define that. If you're a young person and you like chocolate and you also don't mind being blind, and I do need some people. So, if you like chocolate, and if you've got little ones and you want to come out with your little one, you know, so you can guide them, I'm not going to tie you up too much, just I'll put a hat over your eyes. Okay, good job. Okay, well, Dan, do you want to put that on? Come on, yes. So, you can put this on back to front. There you are. Do you want to put that on and cover your eyes? We can have this on back to front.
Wow. Cover your eyes.
Oh, there no. You are. Well done. Oh, you're already. You came prepared. Well done, Grace. Fantastic. So, can you see? No. Right. Okay. Did she say yes?
She did say yes.
Cheater. Right. So, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So, kids, you like chocolate. And I like chocolate. And. Can you do your thing, Harris? Thank you. What Harris is doing just now is Harris has got some bags of chocolate. And all you need to do is find the chocolate. Okay? Now, no cheating. Now, I suspect someone over here might be cheating. I don't know what it is, but just something tells me that I think we might have to bag you like 3 times. Okay, so on you go. See if you can find the chocolate. Go. Wow, that is like a super skill Grace has got. Well done, Grace. Okay, so turn left. Oh, you got some. How did you find that so easily? It was in your hood. Okay, go for it. You can keep that. Oh, thanks. Hey, well done. You can take that back. Thank you. Okay, so that should have been pretty challenging, trying to find something in the dark. Can anyone think of anything to do with Christmas, Bible verses or anything? Oh, thanks. And there's more chocolate for people who get things right as the service goes on. Can anyone think of any Bible verses, any messages about being in darkness? I don't think I've even told you the answer. Oh, no, you have, because we were speaking about it this morning, yeah. Okay. Thou shall eat chocolate in darkness. And which, is that the New Living Translation? So, who recognizes this verse here? So it says, the people. Well. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. Who knows from whereabouts in the Bible is this? From Handel's Messiah. From Isaiah. Correct. Which chapter and verse? 9, verse 2. So what we're going to do, first of all, is we are going to take this as our memory verse. So what we're going to do is we are going to say it, and then as I move on to slides, I'm taking some words out, so that by the end of the service, if you haven't learned anything, you'll have learned Isaiah 9, 2. And I'll pick on some tables to do it individually. And, yes, and if the table is able to say it correctly, they will get some chocolate to eat for the rest of the service. So, shall we all say this together? The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has shone. Right, so, it's quite easy when you've got all the words. Let's take some of them out. Okay, let's do this together. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. Let's take some more words out. Any of the tables feeling confident to go on their own yet? Okay. The people who... Okay, any tables going to volunteer now? Remember, it's going to get harder and harder. Come on, Colin, I can see your table's ready. They will. They will, yes. Okay, brilliant. So, this table only. On you go. Well done. Who's going to go next? When it gets harder. Okay, the sign team. Jacob's volunteered the sign team. On you go. Go, Jacob. Jacob and sign team, on you go. Okay, we'll go to this table. Okay, yes, go. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. Yes. Right. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. Who's going to have a go at this one? Yes. I'll even give you some sweeties for just saying yes. Right. Well done, Tom. That was really well. You know, I felt that was inscribed in your heart, actually. That was, you know. Do you get more chocolate? No, you don't, because you cheated. Okay, let's do this one together. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. Okay, should we all go for it together? Okay, I'm not even going to start you off. Brilliant. Well done. So, what? Hars are going to come round. Those aren't for you. Hars are going to come round now, and he's going to give a bag of sweeties to every table that doesn't have one yet. Yeah, and you go, just hand them out. So, fantastic. So, the kids at the start, they were walking in darkness, and when light came onto them, it made a massive difference to their life. They could see. They could live. And that is one of the main messages of the Christmas story, that we were living in darkness, and the reason Jesus came was to bring light. What I want to think about now is we should hopefully know the Christmas story. Who are the main characters? Character, well done. Santa, oh my goodness. Why do you not preach, Ben? Can't think why. Jesus, who else are the main characters? Mary, your children are now shouting Santa too. You will reap what you sow. Shepherds. Aliens. Shout. Okay, wait. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, shepherds, angels, anyone else? King, the king. King who? King Donkey. Innkeeper! Fantastic. Yeah, we forgot about him. Right, okay. Herod, yep. We've got King Herod. Superb. We've got the angels. If you listened, you would have known that. So, as you all know, I don't like to do that much work when we do these services. So you're going to do the next bit of job. So we've got the main character. What we're going to do, we're going to divvy them up. And you're going to actually come up with your own Christmas message here. Because what you're going to do is, what do you know about the character I give you from the Bible? Inferential, what can you infer? That means reading between the lines. What can you pick up? What can you pick up from about that character? And what do you think is one thing that we can learn from them about coming to Jesus? Whether they went to Jesus, whether they made space for Jesus, whatever their role was in the Christmas story, can you come up with one thing that we can learn? So let's split this up. Can this table here, can you guys do Mary? Can you, Harris, your table do Mary. Rowan, can you guys do Joseph? Ben, can you guys do the shepherds and Santa? Colin's table, can you do the angels? Can you do King Herod, because that's what people said. Can you do the innkeeper? Can you guys there, can you do Mary? And can you guys here do Joseph? Okay. Sorry? Yeah, we've got two people doing Joseph. So, I'm going to just give you 5 minutes. What do you know about, and split it up into these three categories. What do you know about them from the Bible? What can you infer? And can you come up with one thing that we can learn about them, about how they related to Jesus in the story? So 5 minutes, can we have some music? And 5 minutes start now. Around the tables, and I just want you to tell me one of the things that we can learn from that character. So tell me who your character was and one of the things that we have been, or we can learn about how they responded to Jesus coming. So we'll start off with this table. So who was your character and what was it that you learned, or what is it we can learn? It was Mary, and what we learned was that God could use, eunuchs, because what you had written down as well was that God uses ordinary people. Fantastic. Ben's table, who did you have? What can we learn from this person? Yep. Love it. Love it. Even though culturally they might not have been as important as kings, they might not have been high status, the angels and God chose to come to them. Fantastic. Love it. Raven, what did your table come up with? Who did you have?
Joseph.
It's important to be obedient, because Joseph had the option to go off and do his own thing, but he did what he heard God say. Fantastic. This table here, Mary, what did you guys have? You're the angels. Fantastic. Brilliant. So we can learn that the angels were real, and that we can be, what did you say, that what we can be? We can be messengers too. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Love it. This table here, who did you have, and what one thing can we learn from this person? Okay. Absolutely fantastic. So being insecure and jealous can have an impact on your internals, and it can just cause chaos everywhere else. Absolutely superb. Thank you. You guys down here, who do you have?
We have the innkeeper.
And what could we learn from the innkeeper? Wonderful. Whatever you have might be small and dirty, but God can still use it and wants to use it. Love it. Absolutely super. Guys here, who did you have? Fantastic. So practical aspects of faith, but also very practical. Very good. Very good. And last of all, what did you guys have? Excellent. So Joseph listened to God and was obedient to what God said. Those are all absolutely brilliant points. All that I'm going to do now is I want you to think about what relevance does all of this have on us today? Can we learn about anything? Can we take any of this and apply it to our lives 2,000 years later? When we think about this year, 2022, can you think what have been the main news stories this year? War in Ukraine. What else? The Queen dying. Yep. Cost of living. Energy crisis. Cost of living crisis. War crisis. Anything else? Political turmoil. A new king, new establishments. These are absolutely fantastic. I thought about three, and the three I was thinking about was cost of living, war, and disease. We've had still got COVID, we've had monkeypox, strep A, we're constantly going through, you know, what the next disease is. War in Ukraine, the impact that's had on energy and people, just, you know, refugees, the cost of living. All of these can be summed up in one word, though. They cause fear. they cause fear. Now, when Tom spoke at the start of the service this morning, Tom read from Luke, and he read the words of the angels. Who remembers? Who did the angels appear to? The shepherds. And what did the angels say to the shepherds? Fear not. We usually get pictures like this of the shepherds. They look quite fluffy. If you've ever met a shepherd, they don't look like that. The shepherds I've met make Rowan look like a ballet dancer. They're big, they're bulky, and when you see the work that they do, they are physical people. They don't look like this, but that's a picture we tend to see. And these strong, tough guys who would sleep out in the mountains were told, fear not. I want us to think about these shepherds because their response, they had a choice. Here's some things I thought. They could have stayed at work. Remember, they were out seeing their sheep. They could have chosen to stay with their sheep. They could have focused on their now because they had sheep to look after. They could have been driven by fear and thought, no, we won't do what these angels have said. We'll ignore what they've said, and instead we'll be scared. They could have even just sent one representative. But the Bible says that they went. Why did they go? They risked everything. They risked reputation. They risked their jobs. They risked their sheep. And they risked, remember, what did, when Tom read the passage this morning, why did they go? What did they go for? To see Jesus. And how was it described? It was described as good news. They risked their lives, their livelihoods, and everything on the good news that was promised. Our memory verse this morning. Who can remember our memory verse this morning? A land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. Church, we can be dominated by the news today. We can be dominated by fear. The good news of Jesus Christ coming is that we remember that we were living in darkness, but we have now seen a light, and a light, an external light, has shone on us. We now no longer need to be like the children at the start this morning, walking around blind and in darkness, trying to find some meaning or trying to find something that we actually know because Jesus came. I heard this, and this is what we're going to finish on. So, if you imagine standing at the bottom of a mountain with other people, and someone said, God is at the top of that mountain. How do we get to God? How do we get to God? How do we find our way up the path to find God at the mountain? Jesus takes that on his head and says, as you're standing at the bottom of the mountain, you look to the side and you find that God is right next to you. God came down so that we could live in light. And that is the good news of Jesus Christ that we need to remember so that we do not need to live in fear anymore. Amen.